Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Vision is one of the most important features for many living things here on Earth. We humans certainly rely on it quite a bit and have been trying to get a better understanding on our own sight for thousands of years. As technology advances, we have found ways to enhance our vision. And on the same note, some technology, like TV, has been causing problems for our vision as well. Now, scientists have started to better understand why some of our technology has been impacting our eyes. In a recent study, researchers looked at something that's impacting nearly 1 billion people here on Earth, myopia, commonly known as nearsightedness. Artificial light from bulbs, screens, and all the other things that light up in our world has a pretty high red and green contrast. This part of the light spectrum has some pretty big implications for young eyes that are still developing. Children that tend to spend more time indoors also tend to develop nearsighted vision conditions. So why does this happen? Well, this happens because of the recently identified on-delay cell found in our retinas. Clusters of these cells grow beyond their natural size when frequently exposed to higher red-green contrasts. Now that this is identified, the next step is to isolate the gene responsible for this cell's growth, then potentially try to induce or decrease myopia in the eye. However, in the meantime, if you're interested in preventing nearsighted conditions from setting in on your children, scientists are simply encouraging spending more time in natural light. This could easily help decrease future generations of nearsighted human beings, and more importantly, would prevent a future generation of nerds.
For more information, please visit smv.org.